Welcome to The Listening Post. I'm your host, Thomas Walsh. Now here's an easy question. Name something in Louisiana that's sure to bring everyone together and make them all happy.
Crawfish!
How do they taste?
Good!
We're at Robert Roosa Moton Charter School in New Orleans East. The third graders are out and about, climbing all over the playground and jockeying for shade beneath an oak tree. Off to the side of this rambunctious scene is the group responsible for putting together the boil.
It's the big boss thing. It's a dad's club at Moton Charter School. We out here giving love back to the children. We have children, so we just want to make an impression on the rest of the kids. You know, real men do real things, and so that's what we out here doing.
That's Tony Bernard. He's one of about two dozen dads who came out for this, the inaugural event of Moton's Big Boss Dad's Club.
I wish I had it when I was growing up. Definitely, you know. It'll probably made a big difference. I could have been doing more things that I'm doing than I'm doing now. You know what I'm saying? If I had the resources and somebody to push me and drive me, you know, a lot of people would be better off. So that's all we're trying to do. Going in the crew.
The dads have sold more than 300 pounds of crawfish and raised about $2,200. Jared Ross and Oren Barthelemy are already thinking about how to put that money back into the community.
What we plan on doing is, with the fundraiser, is basically just taking care of the kids who don't have the fathers. So the money that we raise, next school year we'll be able to help them with uniforms, school supplies and stuff like that.
School supplies, uniforms, anything that they need.
We just want to make sure they're good.
The water going in there.
To the kids running about, this is a great time. And from the school's perspective, it's a successful fundraiser. But there's something else going on here. The work of these dads fills a gap that needs attention in New Orleans East. The active role of male leadership in the community.
My name is Arthur Busby. I'm from New Orleans East, and I'm also the president of Community Legion, which is a men's organization, and we're trying to get the fathers to do better with their children.
Arthur's organization pushed for the Dad's Club at Moton to get off the ground. It's his vision that has largely shaped today's boil.
We need to get the men involved in what's going on in the East. We have a lot of children out here who live in single family homes. They got a lot of moms, but the fathers are not in their lives. And the idea was to start this thing so we could help.
Arthur says he'd like his organization to have an even bigger impact in the East, but connecting with organizations like schools and churches has been really difficult. Membership's low. Harder still is recruiting new members.
A lot of fathers and mothers are out working trying to make a living. They're making minimum wage. And really, I guess they can't afford to just to take off and do stuff with their kids. If you're only making $7.35 an hour, unless you got two jobs, you're not making any money.
Across town in the Village de l'Est neighborhood is another member of Community Legion, Ed Bluen. Today, he's acting as tour guide through the East.
I would do my spare here. So, first of all, I want to show how vast this Village de l'Est is. Okay. As you notice, the street's bad shape.
We pass by one overgrown lot after another.
Who's responsible for cutting that grass? They see that we got a leak here. Now look at this person. They paved in the whole front yard and the side yard. Now that's code violation.
Ed points out that the foundations of several homes are split because of the unstable ground that they're built on.
I haven't seen this trash lately.
Abandoned cars and old furniture are scattered along Michoud Boulevard, one of the main roads of Village de l'Est.
Maybe we can revise that. That will help, be helpful for the community.
In the 40-plus years that Ed's lived here, he's seen interest in the East wax and wane. It was strong after Katrina, but it slumped back down.
This is like suburbia. You come home in the East, and you park your car, and you go in your house, and that's it. You get up next morning, you go to work, or you retire, you just stay in your house. That's not going to hit it.
In Ed's eyes, the future of the East depends on younger generations embracing it. And the likelihood that they will depends on their relationship to it. For him and the members of Community Legion, having strong male leadership will eventually lead toward the community's sustainability, because
when men are in a young person's life, their lives are better, girls and boys. And I'm a perfect example of that.
The first time Ed had a male teacher, right around the sixth grade, it had a profound impact on him. He became more focused, a better student. From that point on, he sought out male role models whenever he could.
And I found out true experience when I would deal with kids, even when I wasn't married, the young people listened to me more than they listened to, say, a girlfriend or a relative. They would listen to me, and everybody would comment and say, see, that's what it takes in our families, to have male involvement. Because the kids will look up to males.
Kiari Hernandez got one big boss.
Back at Moton Charter School, one of the leaders of the Big Bosses Club, Brian Richburg, explains why he's here.
Statistics show that when you have parental involvement, it raises the morale, you know, grades go up, behavior's better, and it add a special presence when you have fathers involved.
One big boss, all right, that's 10 dollars, okay?
It took dedication to come together today.
And so we have a lot of fathers that, you know, business owners, they work in industry in various areas and that have taken time off. We've actually had about 3 or 4 meetings prior to this session. So that was, you know, putting in some extra time, taking some time away from work to say, hey, listen, we're going to be there.
What was this, 6th grade?
Yeah.
And he offers his own bit of inspiration for the future.
And so we're so grateful for our fathers, because if we make an impact in the community, then that means the community is stronger. And as the community gets stronger, then it makes a stronger city, a stronger state, a stronger nation, and so on and so on. And so it really brings a strong sense of pride, you know, to our kids to have their fathers here. And when you make that investment, you're definitely going to get the returns.
From New Orleans East and The Listening Post, I'm Thomas Walsh.